I'm sorry to have to say at the moment that Graham's got delayed in the traffic and hopes to be here soon. So we'll commence the service with hymn 112. Hymn 112. No more, my God, I boast no more of all the duties I have done. I quit the hopes I held before to trust the merits of thy Son. Hymn 112.
Thank you.
May the Lord help us to read two portions from his word. Firstly, Psalm 91, followed by some verses from Luke chapter 2. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 35. Luke chapter 2, verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which are told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, Then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marvelled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. May the Lord bless his word and teach us now how to pray. O Lord, do grant us that true reverence as we approach unto thee this morning hour. Lord, we come as poor, unworthy sinners. We have to truly confess our wretchedness before thee and to fall humbly before thee, seeking thy mercy. Oh, that thou wilt look down on us this day with compassion and have mercy on us each, we pray. That thou wilt come and use thy word and cause it to enter into the hearts and the souls of many gathered here this day. O Lord, each one has come looking unto thee, seeking Jesus, the one thing needful. O, we do pray then that thou wilt come and use thy word and bring forth that fruit to thy own honour and glory. O Lord, we do pray for thy servant that we expect. We pray that thou wilt help him wherever he is and bring him to us in due course. O Lord, thou knowest the reason for these things. We do not. But we look up unto thee and pray that thou wilt cause them to work together for our good. O Lord, that thou wilt bring him with a word, a message from thee, that thou wilt use to thy honour and glory, to the good of never dying souls this day. We do pray then for each one that has come into thy house with a cry, a petition put up unto thee, that thou wilt come and send down those answers of peace, if it can be thy will, a word in season to those cries. For, O Lord, there is nothing too hard for thee. We do pray then that thou wilt grant us each that true and living faith to truly believe in thee and to believe that thou canst do all things, for all things are under thy control, that thou dost rule over all. O Lord, we do pray then for thy help this day, and that thou wilt remember us each, and grant that there might be that true blessing in each soul. O Lord, we do pray for thy help this day. We do pray for this nation of ours. O Lord, we look up unto thee. Wickedness runs down our streets. Lord, we know not what to say. It grows worse and worse, and we do pray that thou wilt come, stem the tide of evil, and cause thy word to be effectual in the hearts of many. Bring one and another back into thy house, if it can be thy will, to thy own honour, glory and praise. We look to thee to work, and have mercy then upon us, and go before us each. O Lord, we do pray for those that are seeking thee, that come with that load of sin upon them, O Lord, and look to thee to relieve. O that thou wilt come and reveal thyself this day into the hearts and the souls of one and another, and bring forth that praise to thy name. O Lord, that there might be those that can come and praise thee and tell what thou hast done. Lord, we look to thee to work and have mercy upon us here. And Lord, we do pray that if it can be thy will, thou wilt send us a pastor after thine own heart. We do pray for that right exercise concerning these things. and that, Lord, thou who art in control of all things, will send one, if it can be thy will. Do then remember us each in mercy, and go before us in all our untrodden steps. Lord, we need thee to keep us in that right way, to keep us from all the evils and the snares that abound on every hand, and to look and to trust in thy name for all our salvation. Oh, do look down then in mercy upon us, and remember us each for good. Go before us now, and help us still. Forgive us each all our sins, for thy great name's sake. Amen. Well, we'll now sing hymn 1012. 1012. Himself he cannot save, insulting foe 'tis true, the words a gracious meaning have, though meant in scorn by you. Hymn 1012.
O Lord, thou seest us all together. Thou, God, seest me, said one. And we pray now that thou wilt grant us each an examination of ourselves before a holy, heart-searching God. And Lord, thou hast brought us into this situation so unexpected, and we are proving that thou alone art the sovereign Lord of all, and we cannot tell thy mysterious purposes. But oh, for grace to bow ourselves before thee, to confess before thee, Lord, that we are not worthy of the least of thy mercies. We are not worthy that thou shouldest send one among us to minister thy word. And yet, Lord, how many have come up into this house of prayer with a hunger and a thirst, if they might but hear from the word of thy lips, that thou wilt speak to their souls. And Lord, thou art able to do it, whether by the hymns, the reading, or by the message of thy servant. Lord, through thy precious word, may grace be made known to many souls, thy divine favour that thou hast loved them with an everlasting love, that their names are in thy book of life, that thou hast pardoned their iniquity, though it be very great, for thou hast laid help upon one that is mighty, of whom we have been singing, who could have not taken up the cross, and yet for love to his own dear people, he suffered, bled, and died. And Lord, have we not sung also of that glorious robe of righteousness which thou didst work out, that each one may be found as having fulfilled the law of God in perfection? O Lord, may this lot be ours. Are we among that number whom thou hast chosen unto life and so loved that thou didst come to earth and live and die and rise again, that we might be found among those who rise unto everlasting life at the day of our decease. Our Lord, eternity is a tremendous sound. It is before us each now, and none can say how nigh. Lord, as we have seen even this morning, that thou dost move otherwise than we might have thought, so we pray, prepare us, even if today we are called out of time into eternity. Will it be well with our souls? Hast thou given us grace? Hast thou chosen us unto life from all eternity? And that we were ordained to be thy children from the day of our birth. O Lord, if it be so, then work that mighty work of discovery in each of our souls. Show us ourselves. Show us thy great work of salvation. Come and bless us today, we pray. May thy word be with divine power, that it may lead us in the way everlasting, that it may cause us to run in the way of thy commandments, when thou dost enlarge our heart. Our Lord, do not leave one of us without that special grace, thy love manifested to our souls, the revelation of thyself. Lord, when thou dost reveal thyself, then our hearts can go out to thee and say, my Lord and my God, in living faith. But oh, we mourn 'tis little of thee that we know, and are still less in joy. Oh, come, Lord, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. May each one here be quickened by grace and kept alive by thee, and the one thing needful, Lord, be, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Show thyself unto each one of us, Lord, that thou art our Saviour, that thou hast redeemed us from the curse, that we are thy children, and Lord, may it please thee, speak, for thy servant heareth. And now, Lord, we do commend to thee thy dear servant whom we wait for, and ask that thou wilt prosper his way here. Though Satan has hindered, yet, Lord, may we prove that there were eternal purposes of love to our souls, to the soul of each one here, that thou wilt bless thy word. Lord, so come with him, grant him utterance, open his mouth. Lord, may we hear not his voice, but the voice of the Lord with divine power to our souls, saying unto us, live. That's what we need. Quicken us, O Lord, for thy name's sake we pray. Do come and bless us. Do show our sins are pardoned and our peace is secured. For thou hast sent thy dear Son to work that mighty work for us. And so, Lord, we ask now, do bring thy servant here with the word of the Lord for our souls, and may we not be left to go out still hungering and thirsting without being fed. We ask now that thou wilt remember thy people everywhere. We pray for those who are in affliction and trial. We remember some who are kept at home, though they would be in the house of prayer if they could. Lord, do remember them there. And if they are able to hear, then, Lord, do bless to them. Do strengthen and help them. And we pray, Lord, for those who are persecuted for thy name's sake. And, Lord, it is coming in our land. We could not have believed it when we were young, but now these things are coming very fast, and those who stand for truth are persecuted. And so we pray for them, Lord, that thou would uphold them by thy grace, and that when these things may come to us, as they may very soon, as the signs of the times point to it, so, Lord, grant us grace to stand and not to deny the faith. Lord, it does need thy special grace. It does need the upholding of thy spirit. So hear us for these things. And we pray for thy people throughout the world. And many have to go to give their lives unto death for thy name's sake. Lord, do bless them and uphold them even in those terrible situations. And may it be seen that there is a God in heaven, and that he reigns in the hearts of his people, and they cannot deny the faith. O Lord, we look unto thee now. So come, we pray. Remember us here today. Remember our nation, Lord, in all the troubles that beset us. And, Lord, work in the hearts of king and government and parliament. If it might please thee, turn them, O Lord. The power is thine alone. Have we not proved thy mighty power, and that thou hast the hearts of all men in thy hands in time past? Then grant us living faith to believe that thou art able still, if it be thy sovereign good pleasure. We cry unto thee for mercy. We cry that thou wilt not leave our souls destitute. We cry that in this house of prayer there may be a continuing in prayer for thy presence, for thy work to be made manifest, that the blessing of the Lord which makes rich may be upon each soul, and that hearts may be drawn up unto thee in true worship of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, who to save our souls are all concerned. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, our poor petitions. When thou hearest, forgive. And Lord, grant us, we pray, true worship in thy house of prayer this day. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Gracious God, do help us now to continue in prayer. Lord, as we gather here on this side now, Lord, the order of service this morning is different. But Lord, may there be that reason for
it. Lord, thou hast seen fit to cause, Lord, those delays to come past, and thou hast permitted them to come to pass, Lord, in thy servant and his journey to us. And Lord, we do pray that, oh, there may be a reason for it, Lord. Oh, in the prayers and in the hymns, and Lord, thy servant too, Lord, may there be something, Lord, to give him meditation, to calm his mind, Lord. Doubtless very anxious, Lord, to be delayed. But, Lord, we pray, oh, that there may be a reason for it. And Lord, that he may be enabled to come to us. And, Lord, that thou art so help him this day. Lord, we pray thy blessing upon the word. Lord, may today be a very special day. Lord, as it is started in an unusual way, Lord, but we pray that there may be something, Lord, that will be remembered today, other than a delay. But, Lord, that there may be that recorded, something taking place here today. Lord, that thy word may be with power. Lord, that souls may be affected by the word. Lord, we do pray that thou would help thy servants as they go forth today. Lord, we know not, but maybe another of thy servants also may be delayed. Lord, many would have travelled along that road. And Lord, we do pray that, oh, that thou would so sanctify these things. And Lord, we do pray, oh, that thou would so guide our deacons in the hymns, and Lord, bless the reading of thy word. And Lord, we do pray that, oh, that there may be that done today to thy honour and glory. Lord, how we get so used to a normal pattern, and Lord, when things are different, oh, may they give us real earnest prayer. Lord, oh, we pray that today may be a special day. So, Lord, we pray thy blessing upon the services today. We pray thy blessing upon the Sunday school. Lord, may there be something done today to thy honour and glory. May there be that bread cast upon the waters, we found after many days. And, Lord, we pray that thou wilt be with each one who has come in this morning. Lord, we thank thee for the presence of each one. Lord, we pray that, oh, that thou wilt grant thy blessing. Remember us as a church and people here. Lord, we do pray that if it can be thy will, that thou wilt send us one here, Lord, to be a pastor. Lord, do hear prayer. Grant us real concern for it. And Lord, that thy will may be done. Lord, we do pray for those in the village, Lord, and that there may be one and another constrained to come in. Lord, there are those that have come in. We pray, Lord, that thou will bless them. Empty, send them not away. Lord, may there be something. May there be a desire to come back again. Oh, Lord, do work, we pray. Lord, remember us in the nation. Lord, thou knowest all the things that are taking place. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou would have mercy. Remember other lands, Lord, not as favoured as we are. We pray for them. We particularly remember those, Lord, who are in the midst of warfare. Oh, Lord, do appear for them. Do grant peace if it can be thy will. Oh, Lord, do hear the cries. Have mercy on us, Lord. Lord, we're not worthy of thy notice. Oh, Lord, do grant us to fall before thee, confessing our sins, pleading thy forgiveness. And oh, we pray for that closer walk. Lord, draw us nearer to thee. Oh, for a closer walk with God. Oh, Lord, do hear our poor cries. Do be with us, Lord. Do help in this service. Lord, may thy will be done. But Lord, we pray, that we may go out having, Lord, received something from thee. Lord, forgive our poor cries. Have mercy on us. Oh, grant thy blessing. We ask it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn 697. 697. O thou lovely, loving Saviour, bless us with a solemn frame. Teach us now, henceforth and ever, to adore thy matchless name. Give us, blessed Jesus, give us a sweet glimpse of thy sweet face. From all carking care relieve us, fill us with thy boundless grace. Hymn 697.
Lord, do humble us before thee. We have so often said with our lips, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And yet, Lord, teach us to say it from the heart, and that these things which have come upon us this morning, we pray they may prove to be in thy hand and for the eternal good of souls. And, O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt yet bring thy servant safely among us with thy word. And though his thoughts may be very distracted and disrupted, yet we pray thou wilt give him clarity of mind to declare unto us what thou wilt have him to speak. And though he may not have the time he thought he would, yet to bring before us those things which thou wilt really have us to hear. Lord, open our ears to hear. Prepare our hearts to receive thy word. Oh, how we need thee, how we need thy power. And so do come and speak to each of us, whatever we need. And the chief thing, Lord, that we might know that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Impress it upon our minds and hearts. Grant us the personal knowledge of it. Our sins forgiven, our souls fitted to stand before thee. Oh, we thank thee for the amazing grace in the gospel. And we pray that we may each be found believing. Not believing in our own strength, but believing in the faith which thou dost give. Oh, do not leave any of us out. Neither let us neglect the things which we hear, or how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Oh, teach us then to give more earnest heed to these things. Lord, we are reminded this morning how often we have taken for granted the journeys that our ministers and preachers take for us, how often they have arrived and we have been unthankful for it. And now, to make up the lack and give us true thankfulness in our hearts and bring the ministers among us week by week, but for good, to do what thou wilt have done. And we pray that it may be that the blessing of the Lord may attend the word. Oh, now we confess our sins, many of them. Lord, we plead that thy spirit might be among us today, that thou wilt come in all thy power, in all thy grace, thou wilt show Jesus Christ to needy sinners and give us ears to hear whatever thou wilt speak and make us doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. Make us witnesses to thy power and teach us to lean on thee, to depend on thee wholly for everything. We bring these things to thee. Remember us in mercy in our weakness, but thou hast all the power and all the wisdom. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
May the Lord help us each as we turn to his word this morning in the psalm that was read to you, Psalm 91. Psalm 91 and verses 14, 15 and 16. Psalm 91 verses 14, 15 and 16. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. the psalmist in this psalm, is in a good place. He knows what it is to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And dear friends, as we read through this psalm and you read through this psalm, there is promise upon promise upon promise, isn't there? Those shalls and those wills of the Lord. And maybe you are in need of one of these this morning as we gather for worship. But as we go through this psalm, we have the psalmist speaking in the first 13 verses. But in the 14th voice to the end, we have God speaking. Because he hath set his love upon me, the psalmist setting his love upon God. But have you ever thought that it really doesn't matter, does it? Whether it is the words, actual words of God, or whether it is God speaking through the psalmist or speaking through one of the apostles or any of the prophets. It is all God's word. It's the inspired word of God. Some Bibles in the New Testament, they have, don't they? Those red words for the words when Jesus is speaking. And it can be helpful so that we can realise that that is what is being spoken and who by. But it doesn't mean it's more important. It doesn't mean it's of more value, because God speaks to us through every page of his word. And may he speak to us this morning from these three verses in this psalm. Because he hath set his love upon me. Do you love the Lord this morning? Have you set your love upon him? But dear friends, if that is the case, there's been a change in your heart. We do not love the Lord by nature. There is nothing in us that desires him. We have recorded in so many places, don't we, the way the love of the Lord works. We love him. Why? Because he first loved us. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And if there in your heart this morning is that love to the Lord, his word, his will, his way, be very certain, it's nothing you've grown within you and nurtured. It's that new heart. It's that heart of stone that's been removed, that heart of flesh that has been given, that makes his people love him. In John's Gospel, he says, doesn't he? In chapter 6, verse 44, no man can come to me. No man can be drawn to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. So the psalmist here, yes, he loved the Lord. And the Lord loved him in return. It is a two-way love. But it's not because of the psalmist's love that he warranted God's deliverance. It's because he was one of his people. But because he had been drawn by his heavenly Father's love, he had set his love upon his God, therefore the Lord will deliver him. Think of that hymn number 940 we have contained in that, don't we? in that fourth verse, loved of my God, for him again with love intense I'd burn. Chosen of thee, ere time began, I choose thee in return. And there is that way which the Lord's people choose him, but only because he has chosen them. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Are you in need of a deliverance this morning? In a trouble? Where do you turn to? One that you love. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. I do not want to dwell on this first verse too long, but what is the name of Jesus to you this morning? Is the name of the Lord a strong tower to you? The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Is Jesus to you? Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? Because he shall save his people from their sins. Is his name to you Emmanuel? God with us. Is he your shepherd? Is he your father? Is he your guide? Is he your comforter? Do you know his name? Think of the lines of that hymn. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrow, heals his wounds, and wipes away his tears. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. My thoughts were more on these 15th and 16th verses this morning. He shall call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. He shall call upon me. We had a family gathering yesterday afternoon, and there were lots of young children there. And as toddlers and young children do, they are constantly falling over, tripping over, hurting themselves. All the while, everything is going fine. And what they are involved in and playing with, and everything's going their way, they don't call upon their mother and father. They're content. They're happy. But sometimes they fall. Sometimes things go against them. Sometimes they wonder what is going on, and then what does the child do? It calls upon the one they trust. Is that you this morning, believer? A time of trouble, whatever that may be for you. They're needful, aren't they? He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Be in no doubt, dear friends, the Lord answers prayer. For his people, he will always answer their prayer. But be in no doubt as well, to a request, there are normally two answers. Yes and no. And the Lord sometimes may answer your prayers with a no. Because we are like little children. And our Heavenly Father is far wiser than we are. And you children here this morning, you may have had those times where your dad or someone was working in the garden. They may have been using a saw or a chainsaw or have some drill or something to other thing they're using. And you look at it and you say, can I have a go with that? It looks interesting to you. It looks fun for you. It's what you desire. And you ask your parent for it. And sometimes your mum or dad will say, no, you can't play with that. No, you can't have that. No, that is not for your best. That's what the Lord does sometimes. We have those things that we think we need. We have those situations where we think it's got to be swept aside for it to be right for me. We know what we want, and the Lord knows what we need. Never forget that. He's far wiser than we are. He knows what trouble you need today, maybe to prepare you for something next week or next decade. He knows the sorrow you might have to be brought into so that you can be a support to someone in years to come. He knows the affliction that you need to keep you down and dependent upon him. It's what the Apostle Paul knew, wasn't it? With his thorn in the flesh. He prayed for that thorn in the flesh to be removed. He didn't want it. It wasn't good for him. It was a trouble to him. But the Lord kept it there so that he could prove the sufficient grace of his God. And what a place it is to be brought to. When we call upon him, he answers. Not the answer we want, but he answers with a submission to his will. A satisfaction that what he wills is best. And that sweet assurance that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Dear friends, he will answer. Why? Because we have a promise, don't we? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Plead the promises of God's word. That which he has promised to fulfill, that which he has promised to his people, he will, he must give. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. It's the cry, isn't it, of the renewed heart. A cry now that sees this God as that one they need. It's that renewed heart. And we have that promise, don't we, in Romans 10. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Maybe that's your trouble this morning. Maybe that's your prayer. Maybe that's your cry. Lord, save me. The words are clear. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why? Because for there to be a true, heartfelt call upon his name, there must be that new heart. There must be that changed person. There must be that one that is already dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Otherwise, there would be no cry. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. It's in the Pilgrim's Progress, isn't it? Or a verse by John Bunyan. The Christian's path is never long at ease. When one trouble's gone, another doth him seize. The Christian pathway is not one where troubles are removed and everything is smooth in life. But the Christian pathway is a pathway of promise that there will be one with them in their trouble. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. I will deliver him. What is it you need to be delivered from? Some outward trial, some family trouble, some personal trouble that no one knows about, some inward temptation which you cannot shake off. Deliverance from sin, the deliverance from the fear of death. What is it? I don't know. Call upon him, dear soul. I will deliver him and honour him. Because we have another promise, don't we? Those that honour him, I will honour. Are we honouring him, and is that our prayerful desire in our daily life? To honour and glorify his name? Do we do that in our prayer? We should be praying people. We should be people continually in prayer. Daily in prayer. But not just daily, throughout the day. There should be those upward glancings of the eye. The fallings of those tears. There should be that continual seeking his face. But sometimes we're left in those places where we become cold, far off, lukewarm, content with what we are and what we have. And what do we need? Trouble. We need trouble. So that once again, we come fleeing to our loving Heavenly Father. You know, I know some of you have proved it here. We don't look for trouble and we don't want trouble and we shouldn't pray for trouble. But you've proved that when troubles comes, he draws near. He carries. He supports. He comforts. I will deliver him and honour him. But this last verse 2 this morning, what does this mean? For those that love the Lord and his love is shed upon them, with long life will I satisfy him. What does that mean? Does that mean we must reach, if we don't reach the age of 30, then we can't be one of the Lord's people? What does this mean? Long life will I satisfy him. Does that mean that someone like Robert Murray McShane, who died in their late 20s, a faithful servant of the Lord, wasn't a servant because he didn't have long life? Dear friend, surely it means this, doesn't it? They are satisfied with the life they have been given, whether it is long or short. Because that's the difference between the child of God and the world, isn't it? You may have heard it. Their life was cut short. Was it? No, it wasn't. Their life was the span that Almighty God had said it would be. With long life will I satisfy him. And you know, in pondering this word yesterday, that's why we read those verses from Luke chapter 2. Simeon knew what it was to reach that point of satisfaction, didn't he? His life was now full. And why was that? Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. His life had been long enough now. Why? For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. That's the length of life, dear friends, we need. The length of life you and I need is that, to know the Lord's salvation. Because when we know that satisfaction in life, because of what our Father has done through Christ Jesus and applied it by his Spirit to our hearts, that we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord, that's a satisfied life. To know that it is well with me, and therefore will be well when called to die. Have you known that satisfaction in your life? That fulfillment in life. That's why that 16th verse carries on, doesn't it? Doesn't not a full stop after "with long life will I satisfy him." Because it is inherently linked with his salvation. With long life will I satisfy him. But the soul that has known salvation, it looks beyond this life. It looks to eternal life. It looks to that which is to come, doesn't it? The Lord be with you to the end and land you safe above. A long eternity to spend in singing God is love. Because the believer that has been satisfied with the salvation of our Lord has eyes to look beyond the present. And the world doesn't. Their life ends at that point. And they've got to make the most of everything up till that point. Because beyond that point, there's nothing else. But for the believer, death is no foe. Yes, there will be those doubts and fears. There will be that which springs up within us and causes us to question what we are and who we are and how we are now. But can the believer deny that we have loved him? And therefore, dear friends, because we have set our love upon the Lord, therefore will he deliver, even from the pangs of death, that long life. And in that well-known chapter that we have in John's Gospel, chapter 3, where it speaks about the new birth and so on, we have, don't we, before that 15th, most well-known verse, we have, don't we? Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's the long life, isn't it? The long life that is to come. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Is that what you've come up with, your chief desire in your worship this morning? Oh Lord, show me thy salvation. Show me the author of salvation. Give me Christ, or else I die. Oh, I know there's that empty void in my life. My life is not yet satisfied. Why? Because I'm a stranger to this salvation. I'm a stranger to the cleansing flood of Christ's shed blood. I'm a stranger from the imputed righteousness of Christ and being clothed in his perfect obedience. I need to know him. Dear friends, are you that troubled one? That one in need of deliverance? That one who feels the weight and burden of their sin? That one who longs to know more of him? Has he not begun that work in you? Has he not shown you something? Are you that one longing to come unto him, that are labouring and heavy laden, to know that rest, to know that deliverance? Take my yoke upon you, Christ says, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. That's the rest, isn't it? That's the deliverance required. That's the satisfaction you're after. Call upon him, dear friends. Call upon him, for he has promised. and there is not one true soul in this chapel, if they have been led to call upon him, they will have that call answered. Sometimes not in the immediacy that we require and that we think we require. But if that is the way, and he will delay that answer, he has promised I'll be with him in trouble. There will be that final deliverance. There will be that honour given. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And when the work begins, you know, there are many that are dissatisfied with this life. But I believe a real mark of a change in the life of one of the Lord's people is this. Yes, they feel a dissatisfaction with their life, but what they seek to fulfill their life changes. They are no longer looking to greater wealth or better hobbies or a bigger house or a better car or going to this country and going there on holiday, because they know that all of that never truly satisfies. And have you not experienced it? Where you look forward to something. You long for something to take place. You do it. It takes place. You enjoy it. It ends. And you're not satisfied. That's common to everybody in this world. But what is only common to the believer, when they have that new heart within them, is they look to Christ. They know that whatever is in this world, it can never fulfill them. And they are given grace to call upon him. Have you called? My sheep, hear my voice. And because his sheep hear his voice, there is that willingness to follow after him. There is that knowledge that the shepherd, the heavenly Father's love, is upon his sheep. And they are prepared to walk in the way which he calls them, because he is near them, in trouble, and will give deliverance. So as we have looked at these few verses together briefly and unexpectedly briefly this morning, there is much in this psalm that we could have spoken of too. So many promises for us in it. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. It was one that I was intending to speak of at the start of this sermon, but dear friends, there's a lot in there. Under his wings shalt thou trust. This, dear friends, is faith. True faith is trusting in him. Not necessarily the deliverance, but the sheltering under his wings. That trusting in his grace, knowing that yes, there is a frowning providence, but behind it, he hides a smiling face. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Look to his word. Look to the word of truth. Pray that the Lord will apply it by the power of his spirit. Give you deeper understanding of it. Because his truth will be that shield against the devil. His word will be that shield you need when the great accuser comes and sows those seeds of doubt within you and causes you to doubt the trouble that you've been put in is for your best. It's him that will draw you this way and that way and the other. And what did Jesus do when he was tempted? He used the word of God, didn't he, to fight back. That's what silences the devil. He cannot argue against the recorded word of God. And neither can we this morning. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. So wherever you are, child of God, this morning, there's a promise there. You may be very low, but I will set him on high. Why? Because he hath known my name. And you may feel at this time, well, I don't know it anymore. It's the past tense in this verse. He hath known my name. You've known it. Pray for faith to trust it again. Because we confuse our God with ourselves and who we are. And we change, we are fickle, our affections change, but our God changes not. You've known his name. Look to his name again. Call upon him again. He will answer. He will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you and honour you. He will give that satisfaction in the length of life he gives you if we know his salvation. That, dear friends, is the foundation stone that the believer builds upon. Salvation that is found in Christ alone. May we each know it. May we each find comfort in it. And in our brief service together this morning, may we know the happiness of the psalmist here, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Cottingham will address the Sunday school this afternoon at 2:30. Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and also next Lord's Day, and also hopes to address the Sunday school. Let us close with hymn 329. 329. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? Hymn 329.
In thy perfect will, may there have been one that has drawn comfort from those verses we have looked at this morning. May there be those answers to prayer, those deliverances, that knowing that we have one to call upon in the day of trouble, and to be able to come in with the closing lines of that hymn, the soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose. I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavour to shake, I'll never, no never, no never forsake. Thy word is full of thy shalls and wills for thy people, Lord. Give us that faith to trust them, to find that shelter in thyself, and to be brought safely through this life with that satisfaction in the length of it. So, Lord, be with us through the remainder of the day. We thank thee for all thy kindness. May we know that help, each of us that gather in the Sunday school this afternoon, and as we gather again this evening, Lord, gather with us, we beg. Forgive all that has been wrong in our worship this morning, but that which has been of thee, Lord, do own and seal and apply by thy dear Spirit. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us each now and forevermore. Amen.